in India, people would wealthy people that had cars, they would not fill their tank up. They would only put enough gas in to go like whatever distance they had to go and then back again. And I said, why? That's just a nightmare. And they said, because if the locals know that we've filled the tank, it's more likely to get siphoned. And when they stop outside a store or something, they'd hire a kid to sit by the car and watch the car while they're shopping.
Yeah. No, I've already seen stories of that, or at least little comic strips, so I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't want to live in a society like that. But, you know, the thing was, though, at the time, gas was at like $2 a gallon or whatever. But that's also equivalent to a daily wage of the average guy in India at the time. So,
oh, yeah.
So it changes your perspective completely.
Oh, for sure. For sure. All right. Well, that sounds like an adventure-filled trip for you guys. We got a couple questions, no calls. I think people must have forgot our phone number, 777-533-4VAP-4827. Give us a call, leave us your voicemail, comment. We'll take this first one. Is from Ron Lyric, and it's about some tires. He says, this is Ron from Independence, MN, Minnesota?
Minnesota, yep.
I hope you guys are doing well. My question is, on my 1978 Excella that Colin was in last fall at Alumapalooza, you remember his trailer?
I do.
Yeah. He says...
He did a really nice job.
Yeah. He says he has one tire with a wear issue. It looks weirdly kind of odd, I guess. The driver's side tire is wearing uneven on the first half inch of the inside of the tire. The tires are new 16-inch Goodyear's Endurance, and I inflate them to 68 pounds, or 68 PSI. They have about 12,000 miles on them. And this is the only tire that's wearing improperly. I have the 4,800-pound axles that are 1 year old and measured from the tongue to the same spot on the tires, and the dimension is the same. So he's trying to make sure the axles are square, it sounds like. And the trailer has maybe 200 to 300 pounds less weight on that side of the trailer. Any ideas on what's going on here? How can I correct it? This is the he sent a picture of the uneven tire. You guys are the
okay,
best.
Okay, so my first question is 4,800 pounds. I don't remember that order, but that normally would, you know, and it all depends on what kind of renovation you're doing, but that would be typically considered really high for that size of trailer. Now, I do remember I went in the trailer, and it's got a lot of, you know, modern cabinetry and stuff in it. Certainly, it's a custom trailer completely. They did a beautiful job on it. But the load capacity is not going to affect wear like that. What does affect wear, unfortunately, is if the axle got bent. Anytime I see uneven stuff like that, where it's like one tire and the whole trailer that's doing something goofy, usually that means the bar, which is the square bar that's welded to the torsion arm, and that bar goes into the axle tube, and it's got the rubber rods inside there that as the torsion arm rotates, it's actually rotating that bar. That bar gets tweaked ever so slightly, and that can make the toe go out of alignment, and it goes out of alignment on one side because it's fully independent suspension. That can be caused by, and I mean, I think the torsion axle is a great, really a great invention, quite frankly. But it does have its